WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something crucial, self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, I've been there. We all have, right? But listen up, because I'm about to drop some serious truth bombs on how to prioritize self-care and make it a non-negotiable part of your life, not just something you squeeze in when you have time left over. We're talking game changers here, people. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. First things first, understand this. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, right? You need fuel to keep going. And for us humans, that fuel is self-care. When you're running on empty, everything suffers. Your relationships, your work, even your sleep takes a hit. So, ditch the guilt trip. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Next up, we gotta get real about defining what self-care actually means for you. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome, let's be honest. Self-care is anything that recharges your batteries, fills your cup, and helps you feel your best. It could be hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time in nature, jamming out to your favorite tunes, or even just taking a quiet moment to breathe and de-stress. Find what works for you, what makes you feel alive and energized. Now here's where things get juicy, scheduling it in. You wouldn't wait until you were starving to grab a bite to eat, right? So why treat self-care any differently? Block out time in your calendar, just like you would for any other important appointment. Treat it like sacred time that cannot be broken. Whether it's 30 minutes in the morning for a walk or an hour on Saturday afternoon for a creative project, make it happen. Speaking of making it happen, let's talk about those pesky excuses. We all have them. I'm too busy. There's no time. It's not important right now. Listen up. These are just whispers from your inner saboteur trying to keep you stuck in a rut. Don't listen. Be bold, be brave, and prioritize yourself. Remember, taking care of yourself is an investment, not an expense. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others. Some weeks will be harder than usual. That's totally normal. The key is to keep showing up for yourself, even when you don't feel like it. Listen to your body, be kind to your mind, and celebrate those small wins along the way. Okay, picture this. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and ready to pull your hair out. Your work deadlines are looming, your family is demanding attention, and your inbox is exploding with notifications. What do you do? Do you hit the snooze button one more time, scroll through social media for an hour, or maybe even grab another cup of coffee in a desperate attempt to power through? Or you take a deep breath, put down your phone, close your laptop, and step away from the chaos. You head outside for a 20-minute walk, soaking up some fresh air and listening to the birds sing. Maybe you grab a healthy snack, do some stretches, or even just sit in silence for a few minutes, allowing yourself to fully relax and recharge. See? Small changes can make a huge difference. Self-care isn't about grand gestures. It's about making conscious choices every day to prioritize your well-being. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Self-care is non-negotiable. It looks different for everyone. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. Ditch the excuses and remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. Listen up. This isn't just about feeling good. This is about living your best life. You deserve to feel energized, balanced, and fulfilled. So, take action today. What's one small step you can take right now to prioritize your self-care? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #DisciplineSwitch. Let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.